Advent Day 18. Resist not evil. 2. Do not resist evil. In studying and learning the commandments of Jesus, his instruction not to resist evil is perhaps the most disturbing of them all because it goes against our fundamental sense of justice. Good should be rewarded and evil must be punished to prevent it and or to stop it. If we do not resist evil, the argument goes, then evil will continue. We might even believe that not opposing evil is the same as rewarding it. As children, we are introduced to rewarding good and punishing evil, with the friendly visitor at Christmas, whether we call him St. Nicholas, Santa Claus, Grand Baba, Papa Noel, or Kris Kringle, he exists and functions on this temporal plane. He knows if we've been naughty or nice and dishes out rewards or punishments accordingly. God is not Santa Claus. Think of all the kids who did not get the rewards that were due to them. He usually turns them against Santa Claus. And while they may grow out of that feeling as they get older, they may never regain a belief in the good man from the north. What happens when we have expectations of God that are not met? Many end up with a loss of belief and faith. As we have learned on this journey, God's universe is large, and his children are all. By our human standards, the measures of good and evil are defined by our circumstances and known reality. Going beyond these parameters, things might be and will be perceived differently. Torrential rains, floods, hurricanes, tornadoes wreak havoc throughout the world. We agree that these are horrible examples of destruction. They all take place within the atmosphere of the earth. Should we then curse the atmosphere? What is the alternative? Well, take a look at the moon, and you'll see a world without these disastrous weather patterns. For no other reason than the moon does not have an atmosphere. Consequently, no atmosphere means there is no life. Even more, no atmosphere permits space debris to pelt it, leaving the craters and the moon's iconic pockmarked surface. There is what we call evil in both spheres, the weather conditions on Earth and the crashing of meteors and the lifeless moon. And that evil is a condition of the system. So today, let us agree, some systems do not even allow for the resistance of evil. On our Advent journey, we are asked to look beyond evil, to the conditions that give rise to it. Yes, we do want to control and eliminate evil, but is it possible that the system that gives rise to evil is in need of an overhaul? Do not resist evil. We're still not through, but for today, we pray a prayer from the Reverend Martin Luther King, Jr. O God, we thank you for the lives of great saints and prophets in the past, who have revealed to us that we can stand up amid the problems and difficulties and trials of life and not give in. We thank you for our foreparents, who have given us something in the midst of the darkness of exploitation and oppression to keep going. Grant that we will go on with the proper faith and the proper determination of will so that we will be able to make a creative contribution to this world. In the name and spirit of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
If you've missed previous sessions of 50 Days of Advent, this might be a great time to binge on the past episodes. You'll find them at apostle.net under the Media tab. Select Armadoxy for today for all past sessions of Father Voskin's daily message. Thank you, and remember to tell a friend.